Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of being able to automatically dial up an automated system, such as a banking service or your voicemail at work, to log in and check your bank statement or messages automatically without having to use the keypad on the phone itself. And in my case, you can do it all from Siri, as I'm using my iPhone 5. So before I get started, let me just say that I've got my iPhone 5 turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at the home screen of my iPhone. And just a reminder about VoiceOver gestures that I'm using. You can drag your finger around the screen to hear items under your finger. You can do a one finger flick left or right to move item by item on the screen. And when you hear the item you want to use, you can then do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen to activate that item. So first of all, we need to actually create a contact to use the automated dialing. So let's find the phone icon.
Phone.
One finger double tap.
Phone. All contacts. Groups. Button.
Now I'm already in contacts. Now if I wasn't, I could find the home button down the bottom.
Selected. Contacts. Tab 3 of 5.
Just taking my finger slightly above the home button, there's contacts. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Keypad. Tab 4 of 5.
There's the keypad. I could do one finger double tap on that to activate the keypad on the screen. Or one finger flick back to the left.
Selected. Contacts. Tab 3 of 5.
And if that wasn't selected, I could do a one finger double tap.
Selected. Contacts.
To select
tab
it.
3 of 5.
So now I've got the contacts screen. Top right hand side is for the add button.
Add button.
One finger double tap on the add button.
New contact. Cancel button.
And I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
New contact. Heading. Done. Dimmed. Add photo button.
First. Text field.
Okay, there's the first name
double
field.
Double tap to edit.
So one finger double tap to edit.
Text field is editing. Character mode.
First.
Now, just for the sake of calling this something, I'm actually just going to call it auto mail. So the first name is going to be auto, and the second name is going to be mail. So I'm going to type in A.
Capital A. Capital A. U. U. T. T. O. O.
Okay, there's auto. Touch towards the top of the screen to come off the keyboard.
Last.
Text
there
field.
There it is. One finger double tap. I'm going to put in mail.
Capital B. Capital N. Capital M. Capital M. A. A. I. I. L. L.
Okay, and that's it again. Touch off the screen on the
Company.
Screen keyboard.
Text field.
One finger flick to the right.
Mobile button.
Let's change it from mobile in my case to work. So one finger double tap.
Label.
So now I'm going to do one finger flick to the right to get to the work label.
Label. Heading. Edit. Button. Selected. Mobile. iPhone. Home. Work.
There's work. One finger double tap.
Work.
And I'm placed already in the phone number field. And what I'm actually going to type is the phone number, a comma to pause, my login number, the number sign or hash symbol to say that I've put in the login number, another comma to pause, then the number for my login PIN number, followed by a hash or a number sign again to say I finished putting in my password number, another comma to pause, and then in my case a number 2 to check for any new messages. Now in the recording, I'm actually only going to put in the first 3 or 4 numbers of each of those sequences for my phone number, login number, and login password PIN for obvious reasons. Okay, so let me put in the phone number first.
9933334.
Okay, so 9334, and we want to pause, so we find the shift key, which is below the 7.
7. Shift.
Take my finger off, and then put my finger back down again.
Shift.
And go above the shift key.
Star.
Straight above is star.
Comma.
Above that again is comma. And just to orientate you, if I drag my finger over to the right.
5.
There's
dimmed.
5. So back to the
JK,
left, scrolling
comma.
Back to the left with my finger. Take my finger off.
Comma. 9,334.
Okay, so I've got 9,334. When the system answers, a comma to pause. And now the login number. So I'll put that in now. 216.
2, 2, 1, 1, 6, 6.
Okay, and we want a number sign or a hash symbol. So down at the shift key again below the 7.
7. Shift.
Finger off. Finger down again.
Shift.
Finger up.
Star.
Now cross this time.
8. Dimmed. Number.
There's the number sign or hash symbol. Finger off.
Pound. 216.
Okay, and let's pause again. So back down the shift key.
Shift.
Up. Finger off. Finger down.
Shift.
Above.
Star. Comma.
It's comma. Finger off.
Comma.
So now I've got 216 hash comma. And now my password pin, which is 121.
1 1 2 2 1 1.
And another hash sign, so back down to the shift key below the 7.
7. Shift.
Finger off. Finger down.
Shift.
Above.
Star.
Across.
8. Number.
Finger up.
Pound. 121.
And we want to make it pause, so I'm going to do finger down again.
Shift.
Finger off. Finger down.
Shift.
Above.
Star. Comma.
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 And then a number 2 in this case to check for any new voicemail messages.
2. 2.
Now if I do a 2-finger rotate around to words.
Words.
1-finger flick up.
2. 121 number 9,334.
Okay, let's read it character by character. So 2-finger rotate counterclockwise to get back to characters on the rotor.
Characters.
1-finger flick down.
9,334.
Okay.
Comma.
So it's phone number and then a pause. Then the login number.
2, 1, 6.
And then
number.
Hash symbol, so I put in the login number.
Comma.
A pause. And then the password pin number.
1, 2, 1. Number.
The hash to say that we've put in the password number, and then
comma.
A comma to pause again.
2.
And then a number to 2 to check for any new voicemail messages. Okay, so that's all done. Now we can choose the done button at the top right hand side of the screen.
Done button.
One finger double tap.
Info.
All contacts.
Okay, so that's back our button. Auto mail contact done. So press the home button to go back to the main home screen.
Phone.
So now we can hold down the home button, use Siri, and I can just say, dial auto mail. Dial auto mail.
You said, dial audio mail. Calling audio mail. Phone. Voice mail. Calling work.
Welcome to Audix. For help, enter password and hash.
David Woodbridge.
New messages. Voice call received.
Okay, one new message. 2-finger double tap. And I've just hung up from my voicemail system. I could have listened to that new message and just used the on-screen keypad to do other things. But for this demo, we'll leave it for the moment. So I'm going to press the home button and go back to the main home screen.
Messages. 6 new items.
And there you go. That's a really quick way of being able to use a phone sequence number using Siri in my case to quickly check items such as banking systems, voicemail boxes, etc. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening as always, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.